please take this as a loving sign of God's compassion and grace to you. The shift has occurred. As a matter of fact, it occurred a long time ago in the spirit realm. And we began to see trickles of the manifestation of this shift. And then, but now we're beginning to see about to see the flood of the manifestation of this shift. But this is not the end. We're going to, and maybe I need to ask God what the next step is, but we're seeing more of the rain waters. But understand that there's a flood of manifestation of the shift. We saw the trickles, and then we're seeing the right now, consider this more of rain showers, but the rain showers are going to overwhelm many. And imagine what's going to happen, because there will be a flood of the manifestation of what is already taking place in the spirit realm. There has been a shift. What you've relied on, again, that middle where that place of compromise will not sustain you, will not sustain many, even during the rain showers, and most certainly not during the flood. This is a time to choose you this day whom you will serve. You will choose God, and a choice, no choice is a choice for the enemy, and you will reap the consequences of your choice. The Bible says that the wages of sin are death. It's time, it's payday, and you choose what your paycheck will look like. Will your paycheck be the blessings of God or the consequences of sin, the wages of sin? And the wages of sin are death. And death can mean anything from death to your marriages, your relationships, your finances, death, because, or death to your hope, your dreams, your vision, your peace, or it could even mean physical death. Understand that payday is here. Understand the shift has occurred. Understand that the trickle of that shift was seen. And then we are about to see more of the rain showers. But please understand, these are light rain showers, but they're going to overwhelm many. They're going to uproot systems. There's going to be change like you never imagined. And I want to say this, many of you are building and your hope is not in God. You're saying it, it's in God, but it's really not in God because you don't know God. But you're trying to get the bag. You're in this in particular here, and every time, and when I'm hearing it, it's I'm getting my credit together, which we should get our credit together, but get your credit together so I can get these bank loans and get this money and get this finances. But what happens when the banks don't have the money or the banks are not lending? What happens when the customers that you establish these businesses, in hopes of getting this financing, when they don't have the money, or they're holding on to what they do have because they're concerned about the future? What happens then? We have to make sure our firm foundation is in God, that we have faith in God, trust in God. We know God. This is a time where you must know God. Get off of the second hand, because the first hand that had it, that gave it to you, may not be clean, might not be pure. You need to get to God right now. Get, shut it down and get to God. Get it firsthand. Build your relationship. Allow him to strengthen you, to prepare you for what's coming, because it is coming, and to help to position you as he has ordained that you be positioned, so that you can be sustained, spirit, soul, and body. And so that those, your family members, you can be instrumental in helping to preserve them. Understand the shift has occurred. The trickles you've seen are now about to become light rain showers, but they will not compare to the flood that's about to come. In Jesus' name, again, take it as a loving sign of his compassion towards us, that he would warn us and he would let us know what is to come. That middle ground, that place of grace, that place of compromise, it is not there. You're still thinking you're standing there, but you really have it sinking ground. It's not even there. You've fallen and you don't even know it. Get on the firm foundation that's only to be found in a place of obedience to God. In Jesus' name.